If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So San Francisco-based startup Kalina has recently announced a $15 million funding round led by Lobby Capital with additional investments from Signalfire and Bloomberg Beta. So this infusion of capital now boosts the company's total funds to $21 million that they've raised. And this is aimed primarily at scaling its research team and also forming alliances with regulatory bodies and amplifying sales and marketing initiatives. If you listened to my recent interview that I did yesterday with Bradley from Project Voice, it was really interesting because I asked him, you know, like, what are some things that you look for in startups that a lot of people are missing? And he said one of the biggest things was that they need startups today need to be at least thinking about regulatory frameworks, what's going to happen in the future. And he's like, if you're not looking at that, you're really going to be left behind because right now there's so much regulation coming down the pipe. There's so much changing in the space. And he's like, you know, a startup today could become completely irrelevant if the wrong regulation comes down the pipe. So, you know, no one can predict exactly what's going to happen in that, but startups need to be aware and following and, you know, essentially let investors know that this is something that they're cognizant of because this is incredibly important. So to me, I find that interesting when, you know, Kalina right here just raised $15 million. And one of the big things that they're doing, right, this is essentially like their company is set to kind of tackle trust deficit in AI with advanced model testing frameworks. But one of the biggest things they're putting their $15 million to is forming alliances with regulatory bodies. So very, very interesting. So Kalina was actually founded back in 2021 by Mohammed El-Jedi, Andrew Shi, Gordon Hart, and the trio has a lot of extensive experience in AI departments across a bunch of different industries, so Amazon, Palantir, Rokten, and Synapse. And their venture essentially is looking to address a really fundamental issue in AI deployment. So it's the absence of trust among both its developers and the public. So this is what they said, quote, and this was actually El-Jedi. So the use cases for AI are enormous, but AI lacks trust from both builders and the public. This technology must be rolled out in a way that makes digital experiences better, not worse. The genie isn't going back in the bottle, but as an industry, we can make sure we make the right wishes. So I think kind of going beyond some of the conventional metrics, I think what really kind of sets Kalina apart is its comprehensive quote-unquote model quality framework. So this is a tool set designed to provide robust, customizable, and enterprise-friendly model testing solutions. So unlike other platforms that concentrate solely on, component-level testing, Kalina offers an end-to-end testing of AI and machine learning products. So Eljetti again said, quote, "First and foremost, we want to provide a new framework for model quality, not just a tool that simplifies current approaches." And he really was kind of emphasizing a couple things, but I think really with Kalina's user interface, teams can construct test cases to rigorously assess a model's performance across multiple criteria. So it also kind of highlights potential gaps in AI model test data coverage and tracks associated development risks. So the platform aims to shift the focus from, blanket metrics like accuracy scores to more nuanced evaluations. Eljetti elaborated, quote, "For example, a model with a 95% accuracy in detecting cars isn't necessarily better than one with an 89% accuracy. Each has their own strengths and weaknesses. Detecting cars in varying weather conditions or occlusion levels, spotting a car's orientation, etc." So I think AI engineers reportedly spent around 20% of their time on analyzing and developing models, according to one survey, and another report indicates that only about 54% of models make the transition from pilot to full-scale production. And I think this is really kind of revealing a big need for kind of effective model testing solutions, while industry giants, of course, we have like the Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and those kind of companies, they all, they offer similar services. There's startups like Prolific, Robust Intelligence, Deep Checks, and Bobbity are also kind of entering the arena with a bunch of different kind of innovative approaches at this as well. However, Kalina claims to have an edge by offering customers full control over data types, evaluation logics, and some other testing components. I think its kind of robust focus on privacy eliminates the need for users to upload their data or models. And as Kalina only retains test results, which can be deleted upon request. So looking ahead, I think while Kalina remains pretty discreet about its current customer base, some people are saying that's because they don't have a good customer base. Some people are saying, it's just confidentiality reasons. But I think the company is adopting a quote unquote selective approach, focusing on partnerships with mission critical enterprises. Now, really, like, if I'm going to be honest, what I read between the lines on that is a selective approach means they don't really have a ton of users. That's not a bad thing. That doesn't mean they're not a great company and they're not going to be, successful. But they probably don't have a massive user base. Selective approach also could mean that their technology is maybe not robust enough to roll out to a larger audience, right? Maybe they have had bigger companies and a big user base request to use them, but their technology isn't strong enough to do that yet. It's not bulletproof and they don't want to open themselves up. So a selective approach means they can pick one or two clients that have very specific needs kind of in the space. They can make sure that they're fulfilling those needs and they're able to kind of like test it, beta, get rid of bugs and, remove, add the needed features and really kind of test the waters with this. I think it's actually a really good approach. I have nothing against it. But I'm just trying to be transparent with what I think that means. In any case, the startup has also plans to introduce team bundles aimed at mid-sized organizations and budding AI startups in the second quarter of next year. And they said, quote, "Minimizing risks from an AI and machine learning system requires rigorous testing before deployment, yet enterprises don't have strong tooling or processes around model validation. Kalina focuses on comprehensive and thorough model evaluations. We give machine learning managers, product managers, and executives unparalleled visibility into a model's test coverage and product-specific functional requirements, allowing them to effectively influence product quality from the start." So I think as AI really continues to kind of permeate every facet of our lives, tools that can evaluate, validate, and benchmark AI models not only become like really indispensable, but they also might kind of dictate the future credibility of the technology, especially specific models. So I think with this new funding, Kalina seems well positioned to play a pivotal role in this evolving kind of landscape, and I'm really excited to follow them on their journey and see where they go.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.